good to be with you again. I have thought about you over these number of weeks and I have prayed for you. I have a couple questions to ask you as we begin the service, as we begin the message.
在开始之前, 我有几个问题想问问大家。
You do not have to answer out loud, you can keep it silently to yourself.
如果现在你们不想回答, 可以保持沉默。
Do you want to be happy?
你们想变得开心吗?
Do you want your happiness to be partial or full?
Full.
你们想为你们的高兴就是变成一部分还是全部的高兴?
And do you want your happiness to stop or to last as long as you last?
你们需要你们的幸福快乐维持下去还是暂时性的?
I hope this morning during the message that we will answer those questions and encourage you.
今天早晨我讲的信息希望能够回答大家这些问题。
As a pastor, often we are so busy during various times planning that we're not able to really think clearly about simple little things like happiness.
我们作为牧师常常是非常忙碌的然后很少有时间想到这个快乐幸福这个词。
Last week was a very busy time as we went through Easter.
上个礼拜是这个复活节的礼拜，我很忙。
There was a Good Friday service. There was a Palm Sunday service.
这个是有那个神圣的礼拜五和还有别的服务。
And then there was Easter.
然后就是复活节。
As I think about the Easter time and what Easter means to us as believers, I think it's also important for us to reflect on what God has for us as well.
至于复活节到底意味着什么，上帝给我们提了很多启示。
One of the things that I reflected upon is that the people in Jerusalem did not align with all of God's plan.
有一点得到的启示就是耶路撒冷的那些人并没有一直按照上帝的指引在走。
One moment they're saying Hosanna and the next moment they're saying crucify him.
这什么? 反正就是说, 他们一会儿说这个,
they were looking for a king that would replace the Roman rule.
他们当初就是希望一个罗马的皇帝来代替他们当时的统治者。
But God's plan didn't align with them.
但是上帝的计划并不符合他们的心意。
And that's often true with us as well.
我们也是同样的，我们的所思所想，上帝不一定满足我们。
Have you ever dreamed about something or wished for something?
你有没有常常想到或者希望得到一些什么东西?
And you waited a long time for it to happen.
你等待了很长时间，希望它能够发生。
And you almost come to the point where you even forget about it.
然后一直等到你都差不多忘记了。
I remember a number of years ago as a child around Christmas time.
我记得很多年以前，我还是个小孩的时候，到了圣诞节时候。
I asked my parents for a special gift.
我向我的父母要求一件特别的礼物。
Christmas came, and there was no gift that I had asked for.
圣诞节来了，但是我希望的礼物并没有来。
I was very, very disappointed.
我是非常非常的失望。
But my mom said, because your birthday is only a week or two after Christmas, maybe you will get that gift on time for your birthday.
结果我妈妈跟我说，你的生日就在圣诞节过后没几个礼拜。
And that did happen. I just needed to simply trust that that would happen.
后来真的发生了，在我生日那天，我得到了礼物。原来我其实应该信任我这个愿望的会实现。Brothers
and sisters, we need to trust God that His plan is perfect, and we need to wait on it.
弟兄姊妹们，我们应该要信任上帝的计划。我们的愿望呢，他有他的计划，如何实现，是何时实现。
It requires trust, and sometimes that's very difficult.
我们需要信任，有时候信任是非常重要的。
I was reading the story about the 1988 Winter Olympics.
我看到一个故事，关于1988年这个奥运会的小故事。
I was surprised to read that in that Olympics there was a blind skier.
那一年我很惊奇地了解到有一个盲人，他是滑雪的。
As I read the story, I discovered how he trained and prepared to be in the Olympics.
我当时就在想，他这样一个盲人是如何经过训练，能够到奥林匹克会上去进行比赛的。
For two sight-seeing skiers, they skied alongside of him and gave him simple instructions.
然后他们经过一个特别的训练，让他登上这个滑雪杆是怎么样操纵的，他特殊的训练。
When he achieved that on flat land, they took him up into the mountains.
如果这应该在平地上滑的时候，他们把他带到山上去滑。
Now, if you've ever been up in the mountains skiing, you know that that's not an easy thing to do.
如果你没有经过这个在山上滑雪的话，你会知道这不容易的。
Can you believe a blind man is going to ski in the Olympics?
所以你能不能想象一个盲人在奥林匹克上参加这个滑雪比赛？
It either was going to be the major catastrophe or one of the greatest spectacles of the sport.
这有两种可能，一种就是一个很大的悲剧，另外一种就是一个奇迹。
The story tells us that the blind skier skied down the mountain safely and crossed the finish line.
结果奥林匹克运动会告诉我们，他从山上滑雪滑下来很成功。
What enabled him to do it was the two sightseeing skiers that went alongside of him and gave him instructions.
然后就是有两个人在他的两边同时滑下去给他指引。
They said right or left, right or left, and he obeyed the instructions.
然后这两边那个两个人呢就不断给他口头指示往左往右怎么样，他按照他们的指示往下滑。
I believe that that is the same that the Christians experiences in their life.
我觉得我们基督徒在生活中其实也应该这样。
We are blind with sin.
我们对我们的犯罪呢是盲
然的。At times we're distracted.
然后就是我们的方向呢就是被误导的。
But in the Christian life, we need to listen to the commander, the king, Jesus.
在我们的基督生活中，我们要听我们上帝的指令。
We must listen carefully to Jesus giving us simple instructions.
我们在我们的基督生活中，仅仅只要听上帝基督给我们的指引就够了。
We do not always understand Jesus' methods.
我们常常不理解基督给我们的指示。
But we can trust his ways.
但是我们可以信任他的方法。
His love for us is unending.
他对我们的爱是无穷无尽的。
And I have found that his plan is perfect.
然后我觉得他的这些计划都是完美无缺的。
He has the power to overcome any obstacle or circumstance.
他的计划可以克服任何的困难和障碍。
Let me say this morning,God's plan is better than ours.
我今天要告诉大家，上帝的计划比我们自己的要好。
He comes in peace.
他带来了平安。
He comes in humility.
他带来了
人性。
对。
And he comes in redemption.
他然后有这个能够实现的计划。
People want Jesus.To free them.
人们希望耶稣能够给他们自由。
And Jesus is able to free us from the circumstances and the situations we face in our lives.
然后在我们生活中不 管遇到什么情况，上帝都能给我们自由。
Let me say again, God's plan is better than ours.
我再说一遍，上帝的计划比我们的计划要完美。
Another thing that I discover from the Bible is that Jesus was the true Savior.
然后在圣经中我得到了另一点，就是说上帝的确是我们的拯救者。
And Jesus is our Savior if we've given our life to Him.
我们把我们的生命交给耶稣，他呢就成为我们的救主。
Not to make our lives better.
不但使我们的人生变得更美好。
But completely to renew our inside and outside.
我们的里里外外都得到了更新。
God is able to make us a totally new person by the shed blood of His Son, Jesus Christ.
上帝把用他儿子的血使我们变成了一个新人。
Oftentimes I hear people say, Christ is my Savior.
我常常听见人们说，那个十字架是我的救主。
Well, I thought about that. That's easy for a lot of people to say. As a matter of fact, the devil might even say that.
这个很容易人们这么说，但是要记住，这个魔鬼有时候也会这么说。
But it's very different for us as believers to say it.
但是我们作为真正的信仰者这样说是意义不会不同的。
We can say, He is my Savior and my Lord.
我们要这样说，他不但是我的救主，还是我的天父。
That is good news this morning.
这是今天早晨我要讲的好消息，福音。
He was crucified for us.
他是我们的真正的救主。
He rose from the grave and He's coming again.
他从坟墓里面复活，还会再回到我们中间。
Jesus doesn't just simply improve us.
上帝不仅仅是批准我们的人生。
He transforms us entirely.
他把我们整个人生都改变了。
Our thinking is different.
我们的想法都改变了。
Our attitude is different.
我们的态度也改变了。
The way we treat other people is different.
我们对待别人的态度也变了。
We pray for people.
我们为别人祷告。
We share love with others.
我们和别人分享我们的爱。
And we bring encouragement.
我们给人们带去勇气。
Only simply because Jesus is my Savior.
仅仅因为上帝是我们的救主。
And brothers and sisters, I ask you this morning, can you say with me today that Jesus is my Savior?
今天早晨，弟兄姊妹们，请你们大家跟我一起说，上帝是我的救主。
If so, thank God for that blessing.
如果你们这样想，这样说了，感谢上帝。
Again, I say to you, God's plan is far better than mine.
我再说一遍，上帝的计划永远是比我们的计划更好。
He's rescued me, He's saved me, and He's helped me with my relationship.
他拯救了我，他使我有了新的生命。
The last thing that I would share with you in my thoughts today is simply this.
最后我要跟大家分享的仅仅是如下这些话。
If Jesus is King, then He is in charge of my life.
如果耶稣是我们的皇帝的话，他主宰我们的生命。
If Jesus is in charge of my life, then I must surrender to Him.
如果耶稣基督主宰我们的生命，我们必须把自己完全交给他。
I brought a few objects with me today to help you understand what it means to surrender.
我带了几样东西给大家，可以让大家显示一下什么样东西叫全部递交给上帝。
Surrender is sometimes misunderstood.
他说你就是全部交给上帝，有时候呢容易令人误解。
But I have in this hand keys, I have in this hand a key for my car.
我这个左手是一个门的钥匙，右手是我的汽车的遥控器。
When I hold out my hands like this, I'm in control of those keys, right?
我掌握这些钥匙的时候，我就掌握了这个。
I can raise my hands, I can move my hands, I'm in charge of these keys.
我可以随意移动我的双手，我控制这些钥匙。
Brothers and sisters, when I surrender the keys and I go hands down, who is in charge of the key?
如果我把钥匙放下来，手一空了，那么谁在掌管这些钥匙呢？
The law of nature, all of God's plan is in control of those objects.
所以上帝的意志就掌控了这些钥匙。
Now I can pick them up and take charge of them again.
我可以把它们拿起来重新掌控它们。
But what God wants us to do is surrender everything to Him, hands down.
所以上帝要求我们把所有的东西都放下，都交递给他。
Brothers and sisters, I hope that as you pray about circumstances and you pray about needs, that you will be able to surrender it all to God.
Okay, 当你们大家在祷告的时候，祈求上帝的时候，要把所有的东西都放下，交给上帝。
Hands down.
要把手心朝下，所有的东西都放下。
The King Jesus has come.
然后这时候上帝就会来了。
He wants to provide you everything that you want in life.
这样他就会提供你任何所需要的东西。
And he's promised you eternal life.
他保证给你提供永久的生命。
And you'll be able to live with him forever.
然后你们就会和上帝永在。
This morning I was quite surprised. I was looking at my phone for just a moment.
今天早晨我看我的电话的时候感到有点惊奇。
And there was a thing that came up and said, do you remember this?
电话里面的有信息说你还记得这个吗？
And it was a picture of my wife.
那是我太太玛莎的照片。
And I looked closely and I remembered that it was something that she loved to do. She loved to eat a Chick-fil-A.
然后他说这是一张照片，他太太正在吃一种他喜欢的东西。
And almost every day she would go there to meet her friends and to eat the same thing.
每次和朋友见面都吃同样的东西。
So one day I thought it would be good to take her exactly what she wanted. It happened to be Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow.
然后那一天我想他这么喜欢这个东西，我就把这个东西带到他面前，可巧那一天是情人节。
And the picture that was on my phone was the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich made in a heart, and across it it said, I love you. And I gave it to her on Valentine's Day last year.
去年我把这个东西送到他面前的时候，做成一个心的形状，然后就说在照片上面写的我爱你。
It was the biggest smile on her face.
她的脸上有个很大的微笑容。
This morning, looking at that, even though she'd been gone a year, it brought me joy.
今天早晨我重新看到这个照片的时候，尽管她离开我已经一年多了，我还是感到非常喜悦。
Because Jesus is King and King of my life, I've surrendered her to Him.
因为上帝是我的救主，我把我的太太玛莎交给了上帝。
And He brings me comfort and joy.
然后上帝给了我安慰和幸福。
The Bible says, one day, every knee will bow.
圣经说，有一天所有的膝盖都会下跪。
Every tongue will confess.
每一个口中都在承认
that Jesus is Lord.
上帝是我们的救主。
The Apostle Paul calls that surrender.
然后要求我们所有的东西都奉献出去。
One day, brothers and sisters, everyone will surrender.
有一天弟兄姊妹，我们会把所有的东西都交递给上帝。
To the humble and kind Jesus.
然后就是谦卑的跪在上帝面前。
The question I ask you this morning, have you surrendered your life to Him?
今天早晨我问你们大家的问题，你是不是把你所有的一切都献给了上帝？
Can you imagine this?
你能不能想象这一点？
A man discovers a hidden treasure in a field.
有一个人在田野里面发现了他的宝藏。
He quickly covers it up.
他然后把这宝藏赶快藏起来。
He sells everything that he owns.
他把所有这些宝藏都卖掉了。
And he buys the field.
然后他把这块田地买了下来。
You say why?
他说为什么？
Well, because the treasure is worth far more than all he had before.
因为这块土地吧，比这个宝藏所拥有的还要多。
This is a parable.
这个是就是这样的情况。
It's a parable that Jesus told.
这是上帝的宝藏。
And it captures everything I've been trying to say this morning.
他把所有的一切都概括起来了，今天早晨。
Jesus' plans are perfect.
上帝的计划是完美的。
Jesus wants us to surrender everything to him.
上帝要求我们把所有的一切都交递给他。
Hands down.
手心向下。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord Jesus,
天父的天父，
we thank you
我们谢谢你
for coming as our true Savior and King.
感谢你到我们中间成为我们真正的救主。
Help us to trust in you.
帮助我们信任你。
In your plans.
在你的计划中。
Even when they don't align with our expectations.
尽管你的计划并不一定完全符合我们的要求。
Teach us to fully surrender.
教我们如何把自己完全的献上。
To your reign in our lives.
然后就符合我们的生命了。
May we walk in humility.
让我们能够满怀人道的走下去。
May we serve others with love.
我们要带着爱去服务别人。
And proclaim your name with joy.
然后你的名字是带来快乐。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.